Blog Talk Radio.
Recovery.
Yeah, I mean, you sound good to have what's going on with you. I mean, that's a painful situation what you're dealing with.
Yes, it is.
I couldn't even imagine. That's like having child labor all over again.
I know, it's actually worse than having a baby.
You know what is it? Because I have never had it, but the thing about it, is it kidney stones or gallstones you're dealing with?
Kidney stones.
And
it's actually worse than having a baby. Somebody on my thread on Facebook said they had a baby and then they had a kidney stone and then they had a baby and the kidney stone was worse. And I'm like, yep.
Wow.
Because I've had two kids and the kidney stone is much worse.
Man, that's crazy. I don't ever deal with that. My mom had that problem. You know, she had to pass a few times, and I know it's painful as hell. Good morning to
really
you, Queen Director.
Good morning. Good morning. Ooh, Delia, girl, I hope you feel better. I hope it goes away. I hope it is not going to be as painful. Damn.
Yeah.
They gave me some medicine and stuff, and so my pain level is finally down to, you know, normal. I was at 10 on Tuesday night. I was crying so much. My great-grandson was here. He just left the room and refused to come back in here with me because it scared him.
Oh.
Wow.
he's always trying to stay with me, but when he seen me crying in pain, he went in the room with his uncle and didn't come back. He just went in there and stayed there. I guess he said, I can handle these people. I don't know what's going on with Nana. Poor baby.
Yeah,
is scared of.
I believe it. Like, my daughter, she dealt with gallstones. You know, my daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, we still dealing
They're
with what we dealing
similar.
With.
I've had both.
Yeah, very similar. And they wanted to remove
They're
her gallbladder, but we decided not to. Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sasa.
Good morning to everyone. Again, I say continued prayers for you, Delia.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, Delia, and continued prayers, you guys, for my daughter. We was again back at urgent care last night. It was for, but this time we went on the basis of a situation because, you know, she's in this group that she is a part of for the eating that she's dealing with. She has they deemed her with an eating disorder. It's not anorexia, it's not bulimia because she has none of that. It just came to the fact that now she just, since she suppressed her appetite so much, now it's to the point where she doesn't have the appetite like she used to. So now we're trying to get it back. So she's part of this group, right? She just started, you guys, yesterday or Tuesday. And I applaud my daughter because, you know, they prepared the meals for her, and she was able to eat all of the meals and keep it down, right? Everything was good. She, you know, she was doing well. The next day came Wednesday. She woke up. You know, that was a big feat for her to do what she did the day before. So every day from 12 to 6, she has this group. You know, they do it via the internet. And she woke up. She said, you know, Mom, I don't have an appetite, but, you know, I'm going to try. So I picked up her meals and brought them to her. The meals was, you know, they're not big portions, but it was, you know, I think this time it was like breaded chicken, some mashed potatoes. I don't know. It was weird. So anyway, it came around to lunchtime, ready to eat, and she couldn't really eat a lot of it, okay? So she's online with these, you know, with the dietitian, a group of good morning, Christy. And so she couldn't really, you know, eat as much. So, you know, they're encouraging. And in that meal case that they gave her on Tuesday Ensure. And she can't drink Ensure Plus. That's something that we've been drinking, my entire family, for years, okay? Like, I drink it only because I want to gain weight, right? My mom did it as a, you know, because she, too, you know, we've always struggled with gaining weight. So, and this is not just my mom, my niece, my other sister, you know. So I've drank Ensure Plus. I've gotten, you know, I make myself drink it when I need to. My daughter tried it when she had the gallstones and she lost the weight or whatever, and she didn't like it then. So this time around, she told them, hey, I don't like the Ensure Plus, and they told her, the dietitian told her that they would replace it with another protein drink. Fine, dandy. So yesterday, she wasn't able to eat all the food, so they, like, kind of pressured her to drink the Morning Live Life. They pressured her to drink the goddamn Ensure Plus, and I had just left. Because I was there, I just left. Because I knew she was going to be online for like 6 hours. So I just left. And so they pressured her into drinking this damn Ensure Plus, two bottles, back to back. So you know what that caused?
Oh, God.
It caused her to throw up again. Okay? So then they panic because she's spitting up online. After she told them that I cannot drink this, this is not good, it don't settle on my stomach right. We go back, so the director of the group tells me, oh, she needs to go to urgent care, you need to take her to urgent care. And I said, we just came back from urgent care on Sunday, and her labs were actually better than what they were the last time. Well, I'm pretty good at my job. This, you know, she just kept going on and on. And this is, you know, they're of other color. They're Caucasian. So I'm talking to the lady, and she's like, you know, I know you're very strong. You know, they cannot handle when we try to speak to them. And I'm speaking to them, and I'm speaking to this lady in the better tone than what I'm speaking to you guys on, because I know how these type of people get, you know, you're aggressive, you're this, you know, that or the other, because they want you to do what they want you to do. Do you understand? Because they should have never pressured my daughter to drink that goddamn milk when she told you already the day before that this is something that she cannot hold down. This is already going to give her gag reflex because she's drank this. She's tried this before. So this is something that she's telling you that's going to activate her stomach to throw up. I mean, if anything, you should be trying, it's baby steps. It's not like she's been able to hold down food as she did yesterday. She ate three times a day, and she ate a pretty much four meals each time and was able to keep it down. She hasn't done that in over 3 weeks. she's been able to, you know, keep, you know, food and, you know, certain things down. But now she's making an effort and she's doing so. You call me and then you're telling me she can't continue the program unless she goes to emergency, to urgent care? So I said, okay. I'm talking to my daughter. She's fine. But, you know, I knew she threw up because of that. And so she's fine. She's telling me she's fine. You know, she feels okay. She just needs to rest. So we ended up going to urgent care. We didn't get back until 1 o'clock last night.
Oh.
And same lab results, if not better, they said, as I told this lady. I mean, I don't like going to the fucking hospital because of this damn COVID. That's just the bottom line. I don't like being exposed, and I don't like her being exposed. And we continue to, you know, go to these, you know, that's why we make appointments for her so she could see her doctor regularly. So we go. Doctor says the same thing that I knew the doctor was going to do, say, her lab, if anything, they said her lab was actually better. Her electrolytes was up. Her potassium is what, you know, you got to be careful of the potassium level because that can cause a heart attack. And that's,
right.
The, you know, levels are, that level, the potassium level actually is better, they said. And so because she drinks Pedialyte, you know, to have her drinking the Kagan water constantly and the Pedialyte, she eats a lot of watermelon. You know, crackers now. She's able to keep crackers. You know, the crispy things. Good morning,
yeah.
Monkey. And so she's but they want her to complete each day these portions. Now, if you're a eating disorder group and you should be saying, okay, eat as much as you can right now, right? Wouldn't you think they would say that?
Right. Yeah.
Don't try to force her to eat something that she cannot eat. So today when I talk to this director, because I am, I'm going to be very,
oh, yeah.
You know, with her. But I'm going to let her know. I'm like, look, don't ever threaten. Because I felt like it was a threat. My daughter can't come back to the group. And you're supposed to help her? You're supposed to be helping. Not threatening that if she don't go to urgent care, she possibly can't be part of this group. Aren't you here to help? So
it's for her. It's for her to say she's good at her job, but you just threatened, and then you forced her to drink something that she told you she can't drink. She can't stomach. So you're not that good at your damn job.
Oh my gosh! I talked to that lady for I think 45 minutes, and I told her, and that's why she knew. She's like, "Well, I know you're a kick-ass mom, and this, that, or the other, and this, you know." I'm like.
Like, pull
oh,
your head
wow.
out your ass and stop thinking you're so damn good and listen to what
right.
people are saying. She said she can't stomach it. That's like telling me half of the time I can't even eat a scrambled egg because it's texture for me. And I know if
right.
I gag at the first time, I can't eat it. And I got to throw it away.
And there are certain things that people can't eat because it makes them gag. And that is one
right.
of the things for her. She cannot, like, I could drink Ensure Plus only if I put it on ice or freeze, make it, you know, very cold, and I have to hurry up and drink it. I can't just sip on it. It doesn't taste like a regular shake. It has a certain texture to it. And she can't drink it. And she told them. And I'm mad because I left, because if I was there, because I can't be in her sessions with her, but I would have definitely came up there and told them, look, she's not drinking it. Move on. So
they want you to entrust their, you know, your child. You know, I don't care if she's grown by numbers, but she's, you know, that's your child for life. And you entrusting
yeah.
a professional and you forcing shit, you know, I mean, I understand when they say, oh, I can't do this. But no, when someone says they can't stomach it, believe them. And then you are forced, or then you need to go to the doctor. Shit. Excuse my language. That pisses me off.
If you would have been on the phone with me, you would have been cussing the lady out. I didn't even cuss her out because I wanted to be, I said, you know, this is for my daughter.
Yeah.
This is my daughter's second day at this. It's not like she's been doing it with them for a month, okay? This is her second day. It's the first day
wow.
she was able to eat three meals and hold it down without no issue. And now you're tripping because she can't finish the breaded chicken that she didn't like anyway because it wasn't like, you know, good. So now we're going to take over the ranks.
Right.
Just give us this a food and we'll make it. Me and her will make it together.
Right.
We'll make it together and make her meal plans. We try to give them the option of fixing the meals because they came in little cute containers, you know, little nice portions. And it was, I thought that was a milestone for her to even be able to complete and hold down three meals. She hasn't done that in 3 weeks. Not three. You would
wow.
think they would have been a fun. But now you're pressuring her? No. That doesn't work. And see, when I talked to Caitlin, she didn't tell me that they pressured her. She just said, I drank, you know, some Ensure Plus. And I said, well, I'm on my way back. I had just got home, and I'm on my way back out there. But it's just a trip because I've never dealt with an HMO. I just haven't. And I've always chosen PPOs. This is a Kaiser. If I didn't have to deal with Kaiser, you guys, and I'm really thinking about terminating there and going to cover California or something so I can get a PPO because this, the way they treat, the way they do things is just not something I could. Ooh. It's like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's
a
lot.
It is a lot.
I had to threaten the food, fool. They put them on record. You know how they ask you things, you know, your questions and everything with your health. You know, do you drink?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do this? I said, I really don't drink. I said, on occasion, I said, I might have a glass of wine. I said, but
right.
I haven't had a glass of wine in so long. It's not even funny. Do you know they put in there that I drink 4 to 10 glasses of wine a day? And I said,
what?
You know, I had changed and went to another doctor, to a PPO. And I said, what? She goes, well, because you drink a lot. I said, drink what, water? She says, no, it says that you drink. I said, wait a minute, let me see that. Girl, my nostrils flared.
That's a serious case of not listening.
Right.
Okay.
And I said,
that's
you
ridiculous.
Out of my records, I will sue the hell out of you. I said, uh-uh, because that affects so much. You don't understand.
Yeah, it affects how you get treated when they see you. They assume that
right.
you're an alcoholic.
Exactly.
Right.
And then if they think you're an alcoholic, if you're in pain, they're going to think that you're trying to get pain pills, that you're just trying to get another
exactly.
high.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I don't see the way they I said, well, you don't see. I said, what you're going to see is I'm going to sue the hell out of you.
Mm.
I said, you take that mess out of my record. I said, I have never said that to you. I said, I rarely,
wow.
rarely. I haven't had a drink in so long, it ain't even funny. I'd probably take a sip and get twisted.
Yeah. that's why I'm a cheap date because I don't drink very often.
Yeah. I can't even tell you the last time. I'm like, I can't, I don't know. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's some crazy stuff going. And then, you know, just with everything and the thing that's going with her, it's also a mental thing for her right now because that's what started it in the first place. That's why she started losing the weight because of the mental state that
right.
she's in because of where we're at in this world, how it affected her. So that's how we're even there. So, of course, she's doing therapy. She's been doing therapy, you guys, since June. Now, for me, I asked my daughter last night, I said, the therapist that she was dealing with, which I'm telling you guys, I wasn't happy with the therapist she had. She's a white older lady. I believe she cannot really relate to my daughter. But my daughter said, well, I'm just stick with her to see. But she was only doing therapy twice a month, which to me, she needed at least once a week.
Right.
So I'm thinking this therapist should have been encouraging my daughter, because my daughter is 18, so I can't force my daughter to do anything at this point. She's 19 now, but I couldn't force her to do anything. I can't make her do anything at this point, you guys. So I'm thinking, while you're doing this therapy, did not once did this therapist encourage you or recommend or do a referral that you get part of an eating disorder group early on before it got to this level.
Oh,
and she
God.
Said, well, she never said that she was going to do that type of referral for her, but she had, you know, well, try to do this, eat this, try to do that. Never once did she do the referral. This could have been nipped in the bud early on, which when I was seeing my daughter losing the weight, I told my daughter, I said, hey, we have to do something about this. No, Mom, we're good. She said this. And
yeah.
So for me, I can't force her to do, but, you know, she wants to eat. It's just got to the point where now she's thrown up so much, she's scared. Am I going to throw it up?
So yeah, I mean, it hurts.
It's in the part of it. Yeah. I mean, last night she was, we're at urgent care emergency. She's eating the crackers. She's drinking the Pedialyte. She's not spitting up. She's not doing anything. No, she's fine. She said, I'm fine, Mom. We're there for, I think, at least 4 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours maybe. So, yeah. So this is my flight. And I said, this is a little therapy for me in the morning getting up. I was tired, but I said, I need to get up. All right, you guys, today is Trivia Thursday. I just had to vent. Thank you guys for listening to me and be. I just needed that vent. And
that's
I just sleep
before,
well.
Wait, before we
yeah.
go on for a minute, have you looked into the ashwagandha
mm-hmm.
I was telling you about?
Yeah, okay. When you sent me the other day, I am looking it up, and I told my daughter so that, you know, Phyllis sent me this. To look up, so I will look into that today.
It's
more
wonderful.
So okay, and it's
natural.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking for: natural remedies. You know, like I said, they'll be quick to prescribe some shit for you. And
yeah, don't
want
synthetics. No, tell her please don't do
yeah.
the synthetics.
Right, and she's not. I make sure that, you know, because I picked up her prescription. So it ain't happening. So let's quickly talk
yeah,
about.
Be prayers for your daughter as well.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah, we need them. We do need them because she does not. My daughter is. This is something that she does not. She does not want to go. No one wants to go through. I hate seeing her like this. She has gained some weight. She's gained like 4 pounds, so I'm happy about that. So we are on the right path. But quickly, let's talk quick about, I know it's Trivia Thursday, you guys, today. Gary Finney is talking about Mike Pence and was rude or to Kamala last night. Mike Pence was also rude to the moderator.
He's been hanging around Trump too long.
Right. I mean, I watched it. It was, I believe Kamala did win the debate, barely, but she won because he's just so dumb. Now, was there a fly really on his head? I didn't see
yeah.
that part.
Yeah,
yes,
they said,
it was.
That's what I heard. It was a fly on his head for like 2 minutes. There's all kinds of, I think they're going to be making a bunch of memes of that. And
oh,
they should caption him, he's so full of shit that flies are hanging around him.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you spew it, it comes out.
I saw a meme already. I was online last night, so I didn't get to see the meme with a fly on his head. I was like, did they, you know how they do that stuff? Because somebody posted a response. I think it was not Yusuf Kente, but Brother Yusuf, because he's a Trump fan. I mean, he's not really a Trump fan. What he is that he doesn't like the Democrats more than he don't like, you know. He feel that
wow.
the Democrats are way more demonic than what's happening with Trump. But I was on that path too because I believe they're both still, you know, no good.
I'm glad you came back to
from
the dark side.
Right. to the lesser evil, and not so much the lesser evil. It's just that this man have convinced me that he's not the one that needs to be in office for another 4 years.
Exactly.
But he posted
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was straight on Pence in Deflection City.
Right.
It's like, I mean, she's straight asking them questions. Well, now let me go back. No, stick to what she asked you. Don't be trying to go back to any other points. Stick to the questions she asked you.
She did not.
What about
the
racism? What about the?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He did
when
not say that.
About, right. I'm like,
so 70 million people, 70 million people didn't hear the same damn thing? I'm like, get your, I'm just cursing this morning, y'all forgive me. Normally I'm a lot more polished than that, but I'm like, I had to move everything, my remote, so I didn't throw it through my TV. And normally I won't watch it because I can't take them. I'm like, I don't like none of y'all, Democrats or Republicans. I don't like you. But that sucker, when he said that, girl, I twisted my head, I cocked it. And I was like, oh, now my neck hurt. I didn't cock it too hard. But I said, you don't tell me what I didn't hear? I said, 70 million people heard it. But you're going to sit there and twist your lips with a fly sticking on your head. And look. I'm like, you piece of doodle. I start fussing and I said, turn the TV.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was watching. He was watching something else because the man did not denounce the white supremacy. And but you see how when she asked about Breonna Taylor, he threw that butt in there. You know, he's for the police and this and that and the other. You know, I'm so sick of these people. Good morning to you, King Ali.
Niggas and flies. The more I hate niggas, the more I see flies.
Good morning, Ali.
Hey, you know, that's what's going on, man. Listen, them people don't care about them not asking the questions. The moderators already know it's a problem, you know, all the time, you know. So we can't expect these people to be professional. If you're looking for that, forget it. You know, these people are not professional, and they just basically showing us all that they ain't shit. Well, Pence is shit, but, you know, the flies told us that. And it sat there, and the funny part about it is, you know, Kamala, she was talking, right? She was talking, right, and she looked to the side, and she seen the fly on the nigga's head, and she didn't say nothing.
That's right.
Nor did the moderator. I'd have been like, if she would have won the debate, had she told that nigga he had a fly on his head.
Like new perfume in your hair?
Yeah, you got a fly on your head. Something ain't right, Pitts.
I said, oh, I see you used the bathroom and then didn't wash your hands and touched your hair.
Yeah, man. All that spraying down and wiping down they did to the little pubicles, the fly still came. He must like Clorox or something.
So funny.
Well, that's probably his pet, like demons have pets. Demons and witches that they have. What do they call them? Familiars. That's probably his familiar was hanging out with him.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, man. It's a cold game, though, y'all. We in trouble for sure. I mean, it don't matter who we get.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's
true.
We are in trouble, man. There's the picture of him with the fly on his head, if you can see. And his hair is so white, the fly was prominent on his head. And I didn't see it, guys. I didn't see that part. I just saw the memes. I actually missed that part. But that fly was situated for 2 minutes, they said. 2 minutes on his head. It said, and the memes are out there. Said, when you spend the day with your head up someone's ass, you attract flies. That's a, one of the memes. That's a, one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they working hard on that. They said the fly that landed on the vice president's head will be deported, Donald Trump. That's what they said Donald Trump did.
Well, you know, at first, I thought it was a roach because it didn't move when you turned his head. You know, flies fly off. I thought it was a roach or something at first.
Well, I gave my take already, but I'll reiterate it. The fly got COVID and was quarantined to Pence's head. Because he was at that Rose Garden event, too. He was flying around. Oh. So he got COVID, too. So he had to get quarantined to Pence's head. That's my take.
Wait, did y'all see his eye, too? His left eye or something wrong with his eye? What the hell is that with your eye?
They said he might have pink eye, and that pink eye is now considered a symptom of COVID-19.
Yeah,
because when
that's right.
Because they ask you that now. Do you have red eyes or pink eye when you go through the hospital? They ask you. That's one of the questions on the list. Another meme they're saying is that that fly is Mike Pence's only black friend. Okay.
Oh my
goodness,
that's
hilarious. Right, and then it says another, Mr. Fly, you got 2 minutes uninterrupted. And it says, thank you, Susan. It's a meme. Because that's what the
No.
It's another meme with a mic up to the fly. It says, I ain't mean to land on his head or nothing, but since I'm here, first, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. And they got a fly on the leaf with a mic up to it, talking into the mic. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then they got pitch in $5 to help this campaign fly. The fly on the phone with a friend,
boy.
Like, yes, bitch. Did you see me on TV? So
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're going in. So we're going to get to it, you guys. We got about 20 minutes. We're going to get in some Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We're doing multiple questions and answers, okay, Gav? I was able to find it. So we'll do that. Let's see. So we'll get that started.
Everybody flunked Vidalia last week, so shoot, we all flunked.
Yeah, you ain't never lied.
Yeah, Vidalia did.
And I cheated on the last one.
Uh-oh.
I cheated on the. I ain't gonna lie. I cheated on the last one. And I was like, shoot, you know what?
I told you you was stalling for time.
Oh, okay. So that's what it was. Okay. All right.
That's the first and the last time I did it, so I did admit it.
Okay.
Monkey said, "How does a fly land on you and you not feel it and it stays there for 2 minutes?" Well, his hair is probably sprayed down. He probably didn't feel it.
Yeah,
that's what we see.
Because he's an alien from another planet, and the other planet is called SHIT. Spewer.
There you
and
go.
So they're attracted to it.
Okay, so today we're going to start with you, Gab. We're going to give you the first question. It's multiple answers. Question? I mean, yeah, it's multiple. Yeah, so you'll be able, let's see if you'll be able to handle it. There's no categories, there's just questions, and I'm going to give you the options, okay? All right, so
okay.
Let's get this started. So the first question to Gab is, for someone older than 10 years, how many times per minute does an average heart beat? 320 to 340, that's A. B is 60 to 100. C is 20 to 40. And D is 170 to 190.
D.
D? Okay. No, that's the wrong answer. Huh? Did you say
I was trying to remember
D
how many
or B? Did you say D or B? Let me make sure you said it correct.
She said D.
I said D like David.
Delta. Okay, so 170. Okay, Christy says A, which is 320 to 340. Morning Josiah. It is actually, you guys, it's 60 to 100. B. 60
That's what I
to
thought.
100. Okay.
Yay.
So, it says children generally have higher heart rates than adults. Measuring the pulse, which is the number of heartbeats per minute, gives important information about your health. Any change from normal heart rate can indicate a heart problem. Okay. All right. So let's move on to the second question.
Well, what if they don't have a heart? You know, I'm thinking about that damn Republican. What if they ain't got no heart? I'm sorry. I keep going back to the politics.
They also don't cast a reflection either, right?
Right. Right. Thanks, Delia. They don't
now,
even
these
cast
questions
a reflection.
These questions are going to be science questions because that's the category they gave me, unfortunately. But I hope we're up on our science today. Okay, Delia, you're up next.
Yay.
All right. It is. The question is, what bones protect your heart? What bones protect your heart? A, wrist bones. B, ulna. Am I saying that correct? ULNA?
Yeah.
Ulna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
E, rib cage. D, femur. Okay. Correct. You know what? I think I said rib cage. I think most of us probably would have said rib cage, which is correct. Your heart is located under your rib cage in the center of your chest between your right and left lungs. You have 24 ribs and 12 pairs. Okay. Let me go ahead and continue. All right. So you're up next, Rick's sister. What does your cardiovascular system do? A, delivers calcium to your bones. B, digests food. C, circulates blood and oxygen around your body. D, control your limbs.
I'm going to go with C.
Circulates your blood and oxygen around your body is correct. Together, your heart and blood vessels make up your cardiovascular system, which circulates blood and oxygen around your body. Okay, Ali, you up next.
Please don't make me die.
Okay, so this one is taking us to, this is still science. What is the closest star to Earth? A, Orion. B, Alpha Centauri. B is Alpha Centauri. C, the moon. D, the sun.
I'm going to go with A.
A,
Orion.
Okay. Incorrect. The sun is the star at the center of the solar system. It is a nearly perfect sphere of hot plasma with internal convective motion that generates a magnetic field. So it's the sun. I was gonna say the sun.
Damn, I told y'all you was gonna make me dumb. Damn, Stephanie, shit, everybody know I ain't got no sense now.
Okay. So you're up next, Gab. Okay, the question for you, Gab, is the moon casts a shadow on Earth. You got to finish this sentence. The moon casts a shadow on Earth during the A, lunar eclipse, B, half moon, C, solar eclipse, or D, new moon.
Ah, crap. I'm going to say A, the lunar.
Okay. Incorrect. A solar.
It's a solar.
It's a solar eclipse.
I thought about it afterwards. It's a solar.
Yeah, must have said D. It's not new moon. It's not A, Gary Finney. It's actually C, which is solar eclipse. And let me stop the music here. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? A solar eclipse occurs when the moon gets between Earth and the sun, and the moon casts a shadow over Earth. So a solar eclipse. All right. You're up next, Delia.
Okay.
What causes tides? T-I-D-E-S. What causes tides? A, giant schools of fish. B, what's up, Johnny? Underwater volcanoes. C, gravitational pull of the moon and sun. And D, the sea god Poseidon. What causes tides?
C.
Said, okay.
The gravitational.
You're correct.
Gravitational pull of the moon and sun.
That's correct.
That's why I call people who act up during full moon waterheads.
You are correct, Delia. In 1687, Sir Isaac Newton explained that ocean tides result from the gravitational attraction of the sun and moon on the oceans of the earth. So, Delia's always, you know, Delia's a smart lady. We've been knowing that. Okay, so let's move on to you, Rich Sister. You know, Rich Sister was getting all that hard. He was picking all the hard questions last Thursday. She was picking all the fifth grade questions, and she did pretty good on them. So, you're up next, Rich Sister. Your question is, what attaches muscles to bones? What attaches muscles to bones? A, elastic. B, veins. C, tendons. Or D, nerves?
Go with... I'm going to go with C, tendons.
C. Correct. You are correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody correct. Christy was correct. Monkey was correct. Live Life is correct. And Delia texted me as well. All of you guys are all correct and all deserve the applause. A tendon is a fibrous connective tissue which attaches muscles to bones. They are similar to ligaments which attach bones to other bones. So you all are correct. All right. We are back to you, Georgia Brown Sugar.
You skipped Ali.
Your question. Oh, sorry, Ali.
Give her time to get it wrong.
No, you got your nerve.
Me and Georgia Brown Sugar in the special ed class.
Yep. I'm like, no, give him his chance so he can go ahead and sit back in the back of the class like I'm doing right now. We can sit back there and make spitballs at everybody.
Okay, I'll leave you up next. Your question is, what part of our bones make red blood cells? A, muscle. B, skin. C, soft marrow. Or D, joint?
It's going to have to be joints.
Okay. Ooh. Incorrect.
Damn. I'm in the back of the head.
Celia did get it right because she texted me. She said marrow. Bone marrow is the spongy tissue inside some of your bones, such as your hip and thigh bone. It contains stem cells that can develop into the red blood cells that carry oxygen through your body, the white blood cells that fight infections, and the platelets that help with blood clotting. So it is bone marrow. So Ali got it incorrect. All right, you guys, you're up next, Georgia Brown Sugar. Your question is?
Move over, Ali.
What?
Move over.
What kind of creature is found at the top of the food chain? A, herbivore. B, apex predator. C, scavenger. D, bacteria.
Between an apex predator and bacteria.
What kind of creature is found at the top of the food chain? A, herbivore. B, apex predator. C, scavenger. And D, bacteria.
The
people
like
online, you guys are correct online. Monkey is correct. Gary Finney. Oh, well, I don't know.
I can't see. I gotta still treat my eyes, so I'm not online.
No, I know you can't see. But I don't even know if he's correct.
I will say it's between the bacteria or the apex predator. I'm gonna say apex predator.
Okay.
The bacteria will eat up
all
everything.
Right. Okay. Well, correct. Food chains show that, and Delia did test that to me, and everybody, Monkey and Christy, Monkey and Gary Finney both got the same answer. Winner gets lunch. So you are correct, Gab. So let me get my, everybody is correct and did very well on that.
Sorry, Ali, I got to leave you back there.
I'm sorry,
I missed the answer. What was it again?
Apex predator.
Apex predator.
Oh, okay. All right.
You see how smooth she said that for you?
Hush. Just because you're in the back of the class, you can't talk to her. I'm two seats ahead of you right now. So you got to sit back there. You can't talk. You get one correct, and we can talk again. We can get our spit bubble.
I'm gonna pull your ponytail.
That's the answer. Now it said, "Hey, good morning, Grace. I didn't see you there in the chat room." But it says food chains show that the relationship between producers, consumers, and decomposers, showing who eats whom. Apex predators include saltwater crocodiles, lions, and orca whales. Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They are at the top of the food. For sure. Okay, it's 7:50. We got 5 minutes. We got about two more questions to get in. So we're going back to you, Real Delia. And I know you're going to get this correct. Delia, what is the greenhouse effect? A, gases are trapped in the Earth's atmosphere and warm Earth. B, gases are trapped in the atmosphere and cool Earth. C, the moon cools Earth. Or D, the ocean heats Earth. What is the greenhouse effect?
Easy one.
A, gases are trapped in the atmosphere and warm Earth. That's the cause of climate change right now, greenhouse gases.
She's getting an apple today because gases in the Earth's atmosphere do what the roof of a greenhouse does. During the day, the sun shines through the atmosphere and the Earth's surface warms up. At night, Earth's surface cools, releasing the heat back into the air. But some of the heat is trapped by the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So, great. Okay, so Rick Fisher,
yeah, that's some science that that Trump and Pence and the rest of those idiots don't want to admit to.
Exactly.
That's science that they don't understand.
They don't believe in science.
Climate change, and they want to deny it and all that type of stuff, which is to the detriment of the world.
Right. But, you know, Pence and Agent Orange are dumber than a kindergartner. So we already know they can't even answer these. They're fucking dumber. We should do a show dumber than a kindergartner because that's what they are. Okay, so Rick Sister, you're up next. It's 7:52. We got 3 minutes. What causes disease? A, blood. B, antioxidants. C, vaccine. D, pathogen. What causes disease?
Give me the choices one more time.
Sure. A, blood. B, antioxidant. C, vaccine. D, pathogen.
We'll go with A.
Incorrect. Now, Christy Monkey did get it correct, or Live Life, and Monkey got it correct, as well as Delia. But the answer is D, pathogen.
Pathogen.
Oh, okay.
A pathogen is a microorganism that has the potential to cause disease, such as a bacterium or virus. So it is pathogen. And we're going to end with you, Ali. Let's get your question in real quick before we get cut off.
All right. Come on in the back. Come on in the back, Rich Sister, kicking in the back with me now.
Okay. So you have to finish the sentence. A blank organism is an organism with only one cell. A, a planktonian. B, embryonic. C, unicellular. Or D, multicellular.
D.
It's not embryonic. Delia did get it right. It's unicellular. So did Monkey got it right.